sipped a loud party crowd, drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. I'm gonna put an old record on Conway Twitty, yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. Kill the ringer on the telephone. Ain't gonna stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Tomorrow's gonna be here way too soon. Let's not waste another minute. Girl, I got plans for me and you. Just grab couple glasses and that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors rested their case against Hunter Biden in the federal gun trial. The defense is now up. He's accused of lying about his drug use in 2018 to buy a firearm. ABC's Olivia Rubin is in Delaware.
One of them, Jimmy Biden, of course, the brother of President Biden, the uncle of Hunter. Someone who Abby Lowell, in his opening statement, said paid for some of Hunter's rehab treatments. And then, of course, Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, president's granddaughter, who may be able to say that she spoke to her father during the time in which he owned that gun, maybe even saw him, that he was not on drugs.
President Biden in France commemorating D-Day in a speech in Normandy, saying the challenges of Allied forces that they faced 80 years ago are still present today with conflicts around the world. In Arizona, former Trump White House chief of staff Mark Meadows and former Trump campaign aide Michael Roman pleading not guilty in court to charges related to fake electors and efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. This is ABC News. More than two dozen migrants were given medical attention after they were found in what authorities describe as a human smuggling attempt inside a flatbed trailer in Texas.
Police were tipped off that a gooseneck trailer hauling one large corrugated pipe to San Antonio from Laredo was fitted with a steel mesh below, just above the road. Deputies followed it to a tiny, unair-conditioned safe house.
It's just blazing hot in there. Fortunately, we were able to get these people before any of them passed as a result.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says seven suspected smugglers were arrested, describing the operation as
clearly cartel-related.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FDA has reversed its 2022 decision to ban Juul products, reopening the door for authorization. The agency claimed at the time the company lacked sufficient evidence regarding the toxicological profile of the products to demonstrate that the marketing of those products met the public health standard. And an emotional goodbye in store tonight for Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. He retires after more than 40 years on the air. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A protest Thursday inside the walls of a Pond Correctional Institute. Ted Allen has more.
Inmates at the prison staged the sit-in over the conditions of their confinement. One of them, Jermaine Smith Capoeira, tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they're receiving cold meals and not getting access to proper medical care.
They're saying that we're taking advantage of the situation because we saw the warden on the news yesterday.
Dodge County Sheriff's Office filed criminal charges this week against former warden Randall Happ and eight other Waupun correctional employees for failing to meet the basic needs of prisoners who died in their care.
An Eau Claire mom is waiting to see if she'll be going to prison for chronic neglect of her children. Shonta Hill pleaded no contest yesterday to chronic neglect of her kids aged 6, 5, and 4. Investigators say the case is one of the worst they've ever seen. One of the children was being held in a cage. None of the kids could eat solid food. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The City of Durand has announced the four finalists for the City Administrator position. The four finalists are current Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis, the current City Administrator of Lancaster, David Carlson, the Town Administrator for La Pointe, Wisconsin, Michael Kucha, and Jason Roloff, who was the past budget manager for the City of Rochester. The city hopes to have a new administrator in place by July 1st, when current administrator Scott Rasmussen retires. Durand Fun Fest begins today at Memorial Park in Durand. Events will run through the weekend. Currently, Fun Fest is organized by seven people, and Mike Norby, chair of Fun Fest, says the event is in need of more volunteers. Norby says even just helping out for a few hours would be very helpful.
We are in a dire situation. We do need more volunteers. It's unfortunate. I completely understand that not everybody has time to do it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an entire weekend type of thing. If you can volunteer with beer sales, merch sales, helping set up something, helping tear down something, I mean, it could be as simple as just a couple of hours.
To volunteer, just contact FunFest on their Facebook page. An Eau Claire mom is waiting to see if she will go to prison for chronic neglect of her three children. Shanta Hill pleaded no contest yesterday to chronic neglect of her kids, ages 6, 5, and 4 years old. Investigators say the case is one of the worst cases of neglect they've ever seen. One teacher said when the 6-year-old enrolled in school, they were like a wild animal that had just been let out of a cage. Neighbors say none of the kids could eat solid food, and the 6-year-old was unable to walk. Hill is due back in court in 2 weeks. The Student Hunter Safety Program in Mosinee Schools is under review after a teacher brought a non-functioning rifle to school earlier this year. The teacher is still working in the district and was allowed to bring what essentially is a prop gun to school in January. But someone who worked at the school, who didn't know the rifle was non-functioning, alerted school leaders, and the school then warned parents that someone brought a gun to school. Now the district says it's investigating the matter and reviewing whether the Hunter Safety Program will even continue. It looks like the plan to recall Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker has fallen short again. The group Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund yesterday said the Racine recall effort included thousands of signatures from people who do not live in Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's district. The recall signatures also show that hundreds of people signed several times, and hundreds of other signatures were collected after the state's deadline. There are now also claims that most of the signature collectors are from out of state, and some of them even have criminal records. The Racine recall group needs nearly 7,000 signatures to force a recall election. Organizers said last month that they had confidence they'd hit that mark. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast is tomorrow. The breakfast is being held at the Kohler Farm on Highway 85 between Durand and Rock Falls starting at 6:30. The breakfast is free, but free will donations will be accepted. Because of the breakfast, motorists traveling along Highway 85 tomorrow morning should be ready for possible traffic delays. As the new library opens in Mondovi, what will become of the old library space that is in the same building as City Hall? The Mondovi Historical Society is asking the library board in the city if they could use that space. That request was announced during the last city council meeting. Other uses for the space include moving the police department from its current location to the old library. Lake Halley may hire a village administrator. Currently, Lake Halley has a clerk treasurer. But Village Board President Gary Spindle said that job may be open by the end of the year and they may change things. He says moving to a village administrator would allow one person to oversee the day-to-day operations in Lake Halley as opposed to having to bring in other people. Spindle says no one has made any final decisions. The police chief in Wautoma is crediting quick-thinking neighbors for stopping a man from taking a boy into the woods this week. Chief Paul Mott yesterday thanked the entire community for stopping what could have been a tragedy at a local park. The chief says a man tried to lure a group of kids into the woods Wednesday afternoon. The chief said the man told the kids he was God, told them his wife was Jesus, and told them he'd just escaped from prison. A mom at the park spotted what was happening and stopped the man. Chief Mott said officers arrested the man a short time later. He's now waiting for formal charges in that case. Minnesota State College Southeast has received one of the largest donations in that school's history. They received $217,000 in the form of stock from an anonymous donor. The money will be used for student scholarships, specifically those pursuing a degree and residing at the Winona campus. Last year, the college launched the College Opportunity Program, offering tuition-free education to graduates of schools within the Winona district. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Minnesota is going to start a new deer population count for the northeastern part of that state next month. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says the study will take 3 years. The DNR says unlike past studies which relied on airplanes, this study will use trail cameras on both public and private land. There are concerns that the reintroduction of wolves has led to a massive decline in deer in northern Wisconsin. Hunters there have been complaining for years about a lack of deer each season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Whitewater forced a third and deciding game at the NCAA Division III Tournament Championship round, but they still wound up short, falling 10-5 to Misericordia in Eastlake, Ohio, in the title game. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Warhawks finished the season 45-12 and a victory shy of their third national title. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series against the Tigers in Detroit. Milwaukee Admirals staved off elimination in the AHL's Western Conference Finals, rolling to a 7-2 win over Coachella Valley at Panther Arena. Another do-or-die matchup is on the docket for Saturday night in Milwaukee, with the Admirals trailing 3-1 in that series. Steve Stricker back to defend his title at the AmFam Championship at University Ridge starting today, but could Stricker's career be drawing closer to retirement? He addressed that question yesterday, saying he's not sure how much longer he wants to play.
You know, there's more important things, you know, that I feel like that I want to take advantage of while I'm still healthy and being able to do things, and that's spending time with Nikki and the kids, watching them and helping our girls get better. And then just, yeah, I've had a lot of golf in my career. And, you know, I don't fish enough and I don't hunt enough. And those are the things that are starting to catch my attention. And, you know, how much do I want to continue to play? And
two-time winner Jerry Kelly also in the field for round one, returning to golf after receiving treatment at the Mayo Clinic for rheumatoid arthritis. The event has raised $17.2 million for 900 nonprofits. Boston grabbed game one of the NBA Finals, rolling to a 107-89 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Wisconsin football receiving an oral commitment from offensive tackle Nolan Davenport for the 2025 class. The Ohio native announced his commitment Thursday. He held offers from Penn State, Missouri, Michigan State, Northwestern, and Purdue, among others, the 14th known commitment to the 2025 class. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Heading to a familiar venue with a brand new surface. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Wine Country this weekend with the series' annual visit to the 1.9-mile, 12-turn Sonoma Raceway in California. While this Sunday's race will be the 26th at the track, it'll be the first on the new pavement that has been laid around the entire circuit since the series last raced there. Hendrick Motorsports driver Alex Bowman isn't quite sure what to expect when he gets on track tomorrow.
It's going to be completely different. Obviously, that place was slick, wore tires out, felt lots of fall off, and it's going to be pretty high grip now.
Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race will anchor the weekend. That also includes the NASCAR Xfinity Series tomorrow and the ARCA Menards West Series later this afternoon. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Keep your garden well watered down to the roots. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A soaker hose reduces evaporation and puts the water right where it needs to go as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere.
the way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would, or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
I use a soaker hose in the heat of summer when there isn't a lot of rainfall. I run the hose down the rows of the garden and let it drip through the soil. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says soaker hoses put the water right where it's needed with no loss to evaporation or wind. It's attached to a regular garden hose, and the water seeps through thousands of tiny holes. Placement of the hose is important because Patton says gravity pulls the water flow straight down.
Normally that soaker hose is placed right alongside. Let's say it's a row of tomatoes. It's placed right along the side of the tomatoes or a row of green beans, or it may be wrapped a couple of times around the trunk of a young tree. You just got to make sure the water is weeping out into the established root zone of the plant.
The trick is knowing how long to leave it on. Patton says there is no magic number because manufacturers have different flow rates and everyone's water pressure varies. Keep in mind that too much water can cause just as many plant health problems as too little.
Usually the challenge with soaker hoses is a little less at one time, but maybe a little more frequent. So you're just putting enough water into the root system that the plant is using what it needs. It doesn't leach on out of the root zone. So it's really hard to say whether that's, an hour a day, an hour every 2 days. It's just something you have to monitor, I think, and watch your plants and see what they're telling you.
Some people run the hose on top of the ground when needed. Others bury it under the mulch and leave it there. Patton says either way is fine, but if you bury the hose, make sure you know where it is so you don't accidentally chop it. Find more tips for using a soaker hose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordix Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordix Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. July milk up 11 to 2002, August up 6 to 2032, September up 10 to 2020, October steady at 1996. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels were steady. Blocks also steady. Barrels at 195.5. 40-pound blocks at 184.5. Cash butter up 4.25 to 309.25. One trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.5. No trades. Dry whey up 1.75 to 47. Two trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are mostly mixed. Feeder cattle, though, are higher. Some strength in those cash markets late week, helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs also higher due to some higher cash markets and pork cutout values. June live cattle up 40 cents to 182.22. August down 30 cents to 177.17. October down 12 cents to 179.52. August feeder cattle up $1.87 to 254.72. September up $1.50 to 255.60. October up $1.22 to 256.17. June hogs up 37 cents to 92.52. July up 30 cents to 93.27. August down 5 cents to 91.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up, mostly lower. Soybeans leading the entire grain complex lower due to weakness in progress, or in the products rather, but also an advance in the planting progress and also crop conditions as well. Corn markets mostly lower as well. Again, due to some really positive weather for the U.S. Corn crop. Wheat markets lower after Turkey announced a suspension of wheat imports for about 4 months. July corn down 5.5 to 446.5. September down 4.75 to 453. New crop down 4 to 465.5. July beans down 19.5 to 1180.5. August down 16.75 to 1176.75. New crop down 11.25 to 1155.75. July soybean meal down $2 to $3.60.80. July soybean oil down 76 cents to $43.59. Chicago wheat, July down 10.5 to $6.29. September down 11.25 to $6.50.5. Minneapolis wheat, July down 11 to $6.95.75. September down 11.5 to $7.04.75. Energy markets today, July crude oil up 15 cents to $75.70. August up 13 cents to $75.37. July and August gas down a cent, July at 238, August 236. Let's check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. agricultural groups are pushing for more overseas trade opportunities. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many stakeholders in U.S. agriculture are pushing for more overseas trade opportunities. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa is one of those stakeholders who says it's time to open up more markets for American commodities.
We know that access to foreign markets will impact the price of corn, our soybeans, our beef, poultry, our pork. And I am a huge advocate for reducing these trade barriers for U.S. products and markets abroad. We have seen President Biden fail to prioritize trade. And because of that, we're seeing record deficits.
She's unhappy that the U.S. ag trade deficit has grown so large.
What we have seen coming out of Tom Vilsack's U.S. Department of Agriculture is a projected $30.5 billion agricultural trade deficit for our fiscal year 2024. That is unheard of, and this should not be happening. So it tells me, one, President Biden and his U.S. trade rep, Katherine Tai, as well as Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack, they need to step up their game.
past discussion on agriculture trade haven't spurred any progress toward improving the situation.
Now, anytime I've talked to Catherine Tai about trade in particular, it's always about ag trade. She will always just respond, oh, well, we'll take a look at that. And I never get follow up. And I know they're not actually taking a look at it because she said in a public statement last year that there would be no new trade deals during the first Biden administration.
During a recent visit to Wisconsin earlier this spring, Agriculture Secretary Vilsack was asked about the lack of new trade opportunities. Vilsack immediately responded, well, when is Congress going to pass trade promotion authority? Congress says, though, the administration hasn't asked Congress to authorize trade promotion authority. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is reporting bird flu has been detected in cows in Minnesota. The infected herd was discovered this week in Benton County, Minnesota. Farmers will destroy the milk from the cows, who will now be quarantined for 30 days. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the public risk of contracting the bird flu is low, but people who work closely with infected animals could be at risk of getting the H5N1 virus. Meanwhile, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and USDA's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service detected a case of H5N1 in an O'Brien County dairy herd. It's the first reported case in Iowa in dairy cattle to date. Now, APHIS has confirmed over 80 dairy cases on farms in South Dakota, Texas, Ohio, North Carolina, Michigan, Kansas, Idaho, New Mexico, and Colorado, and along with now Iowa and Minnesota. Iowa's Ag Department has said it will announce additional response measures soon. As of this date, there are no dairy cows in Wisconsin that have come down with the H5N1 virus. A meat processor is closing its Milwaukee area facility. Strauss Brands announced Tuesday it will close its Franklin plant to move production of grass-fed beef products to Illinois. The company previously dropped veal and lamb products to focus exclusively on grass-fed beef. A notice sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the layoffs will affect 70 employees beginning in early August. The Federal Reserve reports that farm finances remain a concern. The Fed's Beige Book noted that 10 of the 12 districts reported slight or moderate growth in May, while the other two had no change in activity. Agricultural reports were mixed. While drought conditions have eased in some districts, there's still a concern about farm finances and income, the Beige Book says. Overall, outlooks grew more pessimistic due to reports of rising uncertainty and greater downside risks. In Atlanta's 6th district, agriculture conditions weakened slightly. Chicago's 7th district showed a slight increase in farm income during the reporting period. Some contacts in the 9th district of Minneapolis reported some moderation in input costs, and that was expected to benefit producer margins. Agricultural economic conditions in the 10th district around Kansas City were softer through early May, and farm finances tightened slightly. Conditions were mixed in the 11th and 12th Federal Reserve districts. The National Pork Producers Council hosted a policy panel discussion at the 2024 World Pork Expo. Producer leaders and experts highlighted the need to work with both sides of the aisle to support America's pork producers, preparing for and preventing foreign animal diseases, navigating the challenges posed by the California Proposition 12, increasing market access programs for U.S. pork, and protecting herd health are the key priorities that MPPC has successfully advocated for in the Farm Bill. American food insecurity is increasing the most dramatically in the Midwest, and the number of food insecure people increased by over 40% in several states from 2021 to 2022. The data comes from the annual Map the Meal Gap, report that was issued by Feeding America, a nationwide network of food banks. The national rate of food insecurity is about 13% across all counties, but some areas are struggling with hunger at a much higher rate. North Dakota was up 57%, South Dakota up 45%, and Iowa up 45%. They all saw the biggest increases in the number of food insecure people from 2021 to 2022. Washington, D.C., Hawaii, and Nevada saw the lowest rates of increase. Child food insecurity also exists in every U.S. county, with the highest rate at 48% in East Carroll Parish, Louisiana. The report also says 8 out of 10 highest food insecurity counties are located in southern states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Another windy day today can be expected in our ag weather forecast, but we'll have plenty of sunshine. We'll have northwest winds gusting into the 20-mile-an-hour range. Then they'll begin to dissipate throughout the day. Now, it looks like rain showers will develop also later tonight, and those rain showers could even extend into early Saturday morning as well. Then it looks like we could see a prolonged period of drier weather into early next week. Mostly sunny today, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 35 to 40%, northwest winds diminishing to 8 to 13. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear early, then becoming cloudy, 80% chance of rain, highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, west winds at 5 to 6. We'll see anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch rain possible. For Saturday, cloudy early, turning sunny in the afternoon, 50% chance of rain, highs 69 to 74, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, north winds at 5 to 9, gusting at 20 in the afternoon. We'll see anywhere from 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation possible and about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, high 70 to 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright
a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Off the Bud Light label, just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder, you like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, so trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls. Who likes to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying? Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown on the day you rolled out. Got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls. To make us wonder, you like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well I'm one of them boys who trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his own world.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go me, turn me on, and burn me down. Fiery flame, my lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn. Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't wanna settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I wanna feel that way again.
Style.
I felt bad 'cause you missed your flight,
but that meant we had one.
Bye.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street, sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to